Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Avi Mori Arav Hillel V'Meir Chamechel Zichrono Levracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Levracha. We are in Sefer Tehillim and we are up to Kapitul Kuf Yud Aleph. Sforno explains that this one is actually a drasha telling regular Jews spend more time involved in studying Torah. Usually people say, I can't study Torah because it's either too hard or because I'm so busy being involved with a parnasa. Well, the Sforno says to this, the author of Kapitul Kuf Yud Aleph says, Am Yisrael owes Hashem for all his chesed, and so somebody wants to thank Hashem, he will go ahead and certainly make it his or her business to offer that thanks openly. And so we begin in the Aleph order, Hallelujah, praise Hashem. And the Gemara in Pesachim notes that whenever we use 10 different phrases for Hashem, they include Nigun, Mizmor, Shir, Tehillah, Nitzuach, but the most potent one is Hallelujah, says the Gemara, because it composes two elements, Shem v'Shevach, in that period in time. So we say Hallelujah. And the Medrash also adds that the abbreviation Ka is in Olam Hazeh, Kohan Shamat Tehalal Ka, Hallelujah. But Rashi and the Radak over here point out, when we use the words of Hallelujah followed by the Aleph Beis, that shows us that it's a progressive guide. Odel Hashem b'chol leilavav. We start with the letter Aleph. I'll thank Hashem wholeheartedly with my whole with sod yisharim ve'ida in the council of the upright. That is to say, I realize that people who are growing, and I have a responsibility to teach Torah to those who appreciate the potential, no matter how ignorant a person is, because we're all yisharim. We all have the ability in the future to stand up tall and proud. Gedolim ma'aseh Hashem. There we go. So we have Aleph Beis and Gimel. See how great are the accomplishments of Hashem. The world can be the serious student of looking at the Bria can look at creation from one of two vantage points. Either we can be researched in and appreciated by people of religion who recognize the spiritual nature, or we'll look at it scientifically, only looking at the physical data. If we add the spiritual data, it grows. Drushim l'chol chavtzeim, it's accessible to anybody who wants to find it. You want to see Hashem? You want to study Hashem? You can study the science and read it that way. Hod v'hadar pa'alo, majestic and splendid, is the work of Hashem in that situation. V'tzikaso, omed aslad, and the righteousness of Hashem, because Hashem is righteous, he stays and sticks to his commitment forever. Zecher asal neflosav, he made a memorial for all his wonders. The Jewish calendar is studded with dates where Hashem sanctified Shabbos, and and his commandment stands for a particular period in time. And many Yamim Tovim serve as a means by those who remember the works which Hashem performed in Mitzrayim. Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Hashem is still compassionate and merciful even after the Avira of the Egel Azav. Hashem taught us Chanun v'rachum. Terev Nasan L'Reyav, or again, just like Zecher Asan L'Neflosav appears in Rosh Hashanah Musaf, so too the Pasuk Terev Nasan L'Reyav, he provides food for those who fear him. He's Gorli Olam Briso, he remembers his promise forevermore. Koach Ma'asav Yigidli Amo, Hashem told us the strength of his deeds in Mitzrayim. And the Radak says that long before we conquered Eretz Yisrael, Hashem declared that he would drive the Kanani out of the land because their behavior was not consistent with our nature. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Bnei Yisrael, I could have easily created a new homeland with an area that you wouldn't have had to fight for. I gave you Eretz Canaan, where your settlement would be challenged. I did it so that I could perform miracles for you. And this is a fascinating concept, not only then, but an understanding to the response to our rights to Eretz Yisrael today, especially when life is tough for us. He gave us the heritage of our people, and this, Rashi says, is the theme of why it is that we have the Torah, and what is it that we had the Torah? Rabbi Meir Bloch Zatzalov explains that when it was the koach masa v'gidli amo that Rashi uses to convince the goyim of the legitimacy to our claim to Eretz Yisrael, they'll deny authenticity of Torah, they'll deny the authenticity of the truth. It's meant to reinforce ourselves if we are not sure that we have rights. And so many in the Jewish people today don't really believe we have rights to Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately. Koach masa v'gidli amo, look at history. You don't even have to be such a major super duper Talmud Chacham. You have to wake up and see it. Masa yadav emes u'mishpat ne'amanim kol pekudav. Hashem's handiwork is truth and justice. And faithful are all those orders. There's no question as to the truth and justice of Hashem in Canaan. So too, there's no doubt that Hashem is always faithful in His words. Smuchim lo'ad li'olam. Hashem gives smicha. He stands forever. Asuyim be'emes v'yosher. They're prepared that way in truth and justice. Pidus shalach li'amo tziva li'olam briso. He sent redemption to His nation. He commanded that His bris should be that way forever. Kadosh v'nora shemo, Hashem's name is holy and awesome. And Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, the beginning of all knowledge is Yiras Hashem. Seichel Tov L'cholo Seyem. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of Seichel. It's good understanding to all those who both fear and have knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They get a proper understanding, says the Radak Tilaso, Omedes La'ad, Hashem's praise endures forever. And with that in mind, we will have the chance to see that His praise endures forever, and that is Tehillim Kuf Yud Aleph Be'ezus Hashem. Tomorrow, we'll continue with Tehillim Kuf Yud Beis. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.